Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for the weekend of December 9th, December 10th, Saturday the 9th, Sunday the 10th, sponsored by AmWager.com, great ADW site, legal online wagering in most states. Go to AmWager.com, where you can also get a written version of this blog, and it's a little bit different every week. Usually try and cover most of the races on the blog or the podcast, but I always add a couple more. In this case, there's a special for blog readers, a big long shot, 20-1 or more in a race at Woodbine at the bottom of the blog at amwager.com. Click on handicapping, go to Ellistar's blog. We're going to start the podcast with the sixth race at Laurel on Saturday. Post time, 3 o'clock, the Willa on the Move Stakes. And it looks like number 5, Absolutely, who was entered in this race and the Garland of Roses at Aqueduct, has chosen the New York race instead. And so in that case, Ms. Locust Point looks like a very playable horse here. She's 3 for her last 4. She was overmatched in the grade 2 forward gallop. Other than that, she's dominated, winning by an average of 4 lengths in her 3 wins. John Service trains. She won off of February to November layoff, so she's second off the layoff. She gets a good outside post to stalk the speed, or in this case, when there's really no speed in the race, she can go wire to wire like she did the last time she ventured from John Service's barn at Parks down to Laurel in December of last year, winning the Gin Talkin' Stakes. She's 5-1 in the morning line, probably a little less than that with the scratch of Absolutely, but Miss Locust Point is the top pick. Then we move to a decent price here on My Magician, the 1, opening at 8-1. She's 3-4-5 since joining the barn of Claudio Gonzalez when she was dropped into a claimer and claimed for $25,000 back in May. And she won a restricted stakes last time out at a mile. Cutting back to 6 furlongs is pretty nice. And you can't knock this filly. She tries every time, first or second in her last 3. She ran badly in the Twixt, won by Shimmering Again this year earlier in August. But she's run so good lately. 94-98 speed figures line up really well with Miss Locust Point's best 97-92. And she's 8-1. So Miss Magician, My Magician, gets a good look here. The 4, Shimmering Again, third last time out, and the safely kept at 7. Cuts back to 6 furlongs where she's 1-for-1. She won that Twix stake in August. Then she ran back in the Charlestown Oaks. But I'll forgive that because that was Charlestown. Much different animal than here. And her best race is good enough. The Twix was a 101 Echo-based speed figure. As for the favorite, Ivy Bell, the 7, she can run well, but she doesn't have to win. And she might be overbet here. She was 8-5. 3-5, 5-2 in her last 3. She's got 4 wins, but she's got 5 seconds in her career. So she's just as happy to run second as first. The horse that beat her last out of Churchill Downs is nothing special. And so Ivy Bell, I'm going to leave on the bottom here, but I will use her in tickets. In the 6th at Laurel, the Will on the Move Stakes, post time at 3 o'clock Eastern. Going to bet Ms. Locust Point and My Magician to win at 2-1 or better. And we try and get the same profit or the same gross return on the win bet by dutching it. It's a great tool at AmWager that helps you do that, which means you can bet, depending on the odds, more on one horse than the other to get the same return. So bet them both, Miss Locust Point and My Magician, 2-1 or better. Play an exacta of Miss Locust Point, My Magician, and Shimmering Aspen over these 3 plus Ivy Bell. And that's how we're going to play the Willa on the Move. Moving down to Gulfstream Park, going to take a look at one of the Caribbean stakes races restricted to horses from the Caribbean Confederacy. I think that's what it's called. Apologies if I'm wrong. The 11th race, which is the Caribbean Classic Stakes. The mile and an eighth, $300,000. A lot of good horses here that all have 4 PP lines. It's just like a Breeders' Cup race, but no American running lines. And in this race, I treat it like those kinds of races where you're looking at who they've run against, the purses of the races, group 1, 2, 3, certainly significant. It lands me on 3 contenders, starting with the 9, El Cubita. These are all 3-year-olds. El Cubita won his debut back in May, $69,000 purse U.S., and then second in 3 straight Group 1 races, 2 at a mile and a half, 1 at a mile. Gets Lasix, gets Jaramillo, who's riding just fantastic at Gulfstream already, and looks like the right kind of horse to cut back and get it here. He opens a little low at 3-1, but certainly very playable for a horse that's done nothing wrong in 4 career starts. Then we move to the 11, the filly, La de Horacio, who's who's earned $1 million. 6 wins, 2 seconds, 2/3 in 11 races, 5 for 10 this year. She gets Johnny Velasquez. That's the first big sign here. And she's run really well against colts. She won a Group 1 race in July, $300,000 purse, and she won it pretty well. She ran third. That was against colts. She won another Group 3 right after that at 9 furlongs, and then a second and a fourth. So I think she's in good form. I know she can get the trip. She's been running well, and she's done nothing wrong here. The last is the 10-horse, Immenso, who's been running the Dominican Republic, so the purses are really small. But 8 for 8 this year. Just everything good. When a horse really likes to win, it likes to win. Most of those wins have come at 1 mile, 1/8 mile, and 1/4. And the Equibase speed figure, which is created by Trackmaster, does have a component for these foreign races. And the figure for his last four wins is 104. Leda Horacio got a 110 winning that Group 1 back in July. And as I said, Locubita, 95 and 93. So he needs to improve, but I think this horse has done everything right against some really good company. But Immenso has got the best speed figures in the field except for that one race by Leda Horacio and gets Joel Rosario in 12-1. So basically in the 11th at Gulfstream, the Caribbean Classic, post time 4:45. We're going to look at just win bets here. Maybe a dollar exact a box, El Cubito, Immenso, and La de Horacio. But I bet El Cubito about 2-1. I'd certainly make a bet on La de Horacio, who's won $1 million and who's 5 for 10 this year with Johnny V, if I can get 3-1 or more. And I bet Immenso at 4-1 or more. Moving on the Saturday card on this Key Races and Bets blog. Again, reminder, check out amwager.com. They're gracious enough to sponsor this podcast and the blog. And check out the blog, the written blog at amwager.com. In case you don't want to take notes, you can get the same betting recommendations here. Now we're going to move to Los Alamitos for the 3rd and 4th, 2 stakes, 5 horse fields, both graded. The 3rd race is the Cash Call Futurity, post time 4:58. The 4th is the Starlet, used to be the Hollywood Starlet, post time 5:28. Both with 5 horse fields, but the 3rd race, the Cash Call Futurity, very playable here. And I was very surprised after I now analyzed the race to see Runaway Ghost 8-1 morning line, because I think he's the one to beat. He's 2 for 3 in his career, lost by a head, then won by a length, won by 7. He won the Golden Nugget at Golden Gate on the all-weather sprint. He's by Ghost Zapper, so I have no problem stretching out. The Dam won 10 out of 15 with 5 seconds. She was never worse than second in 15 races, made $600,000. Ghost Zapper's foals in dirt route graded stakes, 25% over the last 5 years. 2 for 6 as 2-year-olds, including McCracken. So everything here says great. And 8-1 and a really strong Equibase speed figure of 102. Not the best in the field, but strong. Talamo. But most of all, probably going to get the lead on the stretch out because he went 44 8/10 last time out and going to go a lot slower this time and get the lead. 3 Solomini comes off 2nd place to Good Magic in the Breeders' Cup. Juvenile, 2nd to Bolt Doro in the front runner. Got to use him, but 7-5, no, not betting to win. And McKinsey at 6-5 off a maiden win. It was a maiden win. It wasn't a stakes win. It wasn't an allowance win. As the other two have, 6-5 is ridiculous. The speed figure was off the charts at 116, but who knows? The 3rd and 5th horses came back to win. So Runaway, so McKinsey's a good horse. What I'm doing this race is play exacta boxes 4-3, Runaway Ghost and Solomini, 4-5, Runaway Ghost and McKinsey, and can play doubles to the 4th race with just Runaway Ghost to the 2, 3, and 4. It's a 4 in this race, 4 with 2, 3, 4. Moving to that 4th race, the Starlet, like the 4 War Heroine here, opening at 9-5, not the favorite, at 8-5, which is Dream Tree, who I'm not as high on, because War Heroine has a lot more upside here. Won about as easily as a horse can win, 8 lengths in front, turning for home, 6 3/4 at the wire, in hand, Pratt rides back, a daughter of Lon Roe who can get it, Peter Miller, 31% back-to-back, almost 1/3 of the time. Another horse that I think is just going to go wire to wire at 1 mile and 1/16 in a 5-horse field and take him. I'd bet War Heroine down about even money. If you're playing pick threes, definitely you want to use the 2 Pieti Bianchi, the 3 Dream Tree, and the 4 War Heroine. But I think War Heroine's a low-priced overlay here. Again, I take even money or better. Moving to Sunday, a couple of races to play. Not on the blog, and that's why you should listen to this and read the blog every weekend. at amwager.com. The 10th race at Woodbine, the closing day at Woodbine. The 10th race is the Valedictory Stakes, Grade 3, field of 12. Really nice, which opens it up. The favorite's Melmich, 7-5, who's okay, but he doesn't have to win. Melmich is giving a lot of weight to these, and he lost at 3-5 last time out when he was giving weight away. He was giving 3 pounds. Now he's giving 6 to 9 pounds to a bunch of horses here, 7 to some. I'm going to start with the 3 motivational. Second-leading jockey Luis Contreras rides this horse for Jack Fisher, who's mostly known as a hurdle and steeplechase trainer, who is a really good trainer, 41 for 256 in stakes the last 5 years, almost all of them in hurdles and steeplechase. Really good at horses running a big distance, and this is a mile and three quarters. Fisher got this horse back in April from Lopresti. Third, pulled up, third. A win at a mile and a 16th, and then sixth in a stake at a mile and a half. Came back, won an allowance race at a mile and a half, but he won it easily, and Contreras is getting on. And I just think this is a play at 12-1 because he ran well on all weather earlier in his career. A win a second and a third in 3 races. He's run as far as 2.25 miles. Definitely ran well at a mile and a half. So mile and three quarters isn't a problem. The trainer just knows how to get a horse to win a long race. And this is a stayer. So motivational's top pick. 8, Pumpkin Rumble. Can't knock him. He hasn't had a great campaign this year. 1 win, 2 seconds, and 4 thirds. But his last 2 races are best yet. And those 2 were on all weather. On all weather, he's got 2 wins and 2 seconds and 4 tries. He's 6-1 here. He won a classified allowance, beating 2 of these. One of them, English Illusion, who came back to beat him on November 10th. He won that race October 13th, came back November 10th. Campbell's ridden him well. He's got a good kick. There's no knock. The 108 Echo Bay speed figures are better than Melmich's 107, 106, 107 last year, winning the Valedictory with a second of the Valedictory with a 106. Pumpkin Rumble, playable. And we looked at the 1 Bangkok, who won this race last year at 17-1. He's 20-1 to start here, and I don't get it. Yes, he ran 5th in October and fifth last out, beating 3 in the English Illusion race. But last year, he came in off a 3rd place finish with about the same pattern, the same time between races. And Emma Jane Wilson picks him to ride over Tesseron, who she's ridden very well in 5 straight. I've got to make a bet on this one. So we're looking at a bunch of horses here. English Illusion, certainly with a 109 figure and a win at 1 5/8, has to be used. And the 11 Melmich has to be used. The 4 Ethical Funds and the 7 Portree, who ran well at 1 5/8, or 1.5 recently, will use for 2nd and 3rd. In the race, I'll bet Motivational to win about 4-1 or better. I'll make a 2nd win bet on Pumpkin Rumble, about 4-1 or better. I'll make a 3rd win bet on Bangkok. Add place bets to any of those are 8-1 or better. Going to play an exacta of Bangkok, Motivational, and Pumpkin Rumble over everybody. And if you want to get crazy with a 20-cent try, you can do that. I'll play Bangkok, Motivational, Pumpkin Rumble, English Illusion, and Melmich. Over those 5, plus we'll add Ethical Funds and Portree in 2nd and 3rd. So it's 5 horses in 1st, 7 in 2nd, and 7 in 3rd. Sounds like a lot, but a 20 cents is a cheap bet. Moving on to the other race on Sunday I like. The 7th race at Golden Gate, the Miss America Stakes. 6:15 Eastern, 3:15 Pacific. Got a nice field of 14 here. Got to look at the 3 Lady Velour and the 9 Central Heat. Give you the exacta now. It's going to be 3 Lady Velour and 9 Central Heat over 3, 4, 8, 9, 14. 3, 9 over 3, 4, 8, 9, 14. 8 is Coach Whip. 14 is Alliford Bay. And the 4 is Electric Eccentric Spinster. And reverse it as well. 3, 4, 8, 9, 14 over 3, 9. 3 Lady Velour ships off from Southern California. And every time she does it, with the exception of last time out, which doesn't count, because this is on turf and that was taken off the turf. The last 3 times she shipped up and run at Golden Gate, she's won. She won the Miss America this race last year at 6-5. She won the Golden Poppy at 4-5 in May. She won the Luther Burbank at 6-5. She opens at 7-2 here, which is low-priced overlay value. The 9 Central Heat, 18 for 42 in her career, 11 for 22 at Golden Gate. She ran 3rd, beaten inches in Luther Burbank at 5-1. She opens at 8-1 here. She can't be ignored. Bet Lady Velour to win at 2-1 or better. Bet Central Heat to win at 5-2 or better. Bet them both. And then play that exacta as I talked about earlier. Really appreciate you listening to this podcast of the Key Races and Bets blog. Don't forget, go to amwager.com, check out the blog, and join up to help your betting.